just because you don't see a way that it would turn around at this stage doesn't mean that it's not already halfway turned. For notice what the Bible says. About noon the following day, verse 9, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. Y'all missed it. Drop down to verse 17. While Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men sent by Cornelius found out where Simon's house was. Now, when the angel came to Cornelius, he said, go find a guy named Simon the Tanner. And when you get there in Joppa, you're going to ask for a man who used to be called Simon, but he goes by the name Peter. So the men get there when, verse 17, while Peter was wondering about the meaning of the vision. And in my prayer this morning, I saw somebody who is wondering, what does this mean? Here I am single again. What does this mean? Here I am going back through this cycle again. Thought I was through with it. What does this mean? My kids aren't speaking to me. What does this mean? I cannot get through this door because of my employment record. What does this mean? Here I am in a situation where I feel rejected. Should I fall back now, or is that a sign to try harder? Is the fact that it hasn't happened yet a sign that I'm doing the wrong thing and I should try something else? Is the fact that I'm struggling the way that I'm getting stronger, or is it a sign that God is redirecting me? Now, while Peter is praying about all of this, like you've been thinking about this and wondering, what does this mean that I'm going through this? What does this mean that I'm anxious? What does it mean that I'm so afraid? What does it mean that I feel like I'm out of options? What does this mean? While Peter was still wondering about the meaning of the vision, verse 17, the men sent by Cornelius found Simon's house and stopped at the gate. So God said to tell you, while you're wondering about your next step, the answer is already at the gate waiting for you. I'll declare it again. While Peter was praying, the men were already there. I am so slow, church. Forgive me. I am so slow. I read verse 9 about 15 times, and I didn't get it. About noon the following day, as they were on their way approaching the city, Peter went up on the roof to pray. So I pictured it like this. While Peter and the other disciples that he had met there in Joppa were going back to the city, they'd probably been out all morning doing some ministry, preaching some crusades. And as they got to the city, they stopped at the house, and Peter's like, I'm going to go up there and pray. But that is not the they that is referenced in verse 9. Put it up again. About noon the following day, this is good, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, they is not Peter and his boys. They is the three men that Cornelius sent out of the prayer that he prayed a day earlier. They are already on the way. I don't know whose word that is. I don't know what they you need in your life. I don't know if the they that you need are people to partner with you, mentors to help you. I don't know if the they that you need in your life are emotional areas of healing where you need the balm of Almighty God. But God said to tell you on this final week of my series on the Holy Spirit, they are already on the way. And get ready, because when you get down there, it's going to be somebody you hadn't even met yet. Get ready, because what God's going to bless you with isn't even going to be on the menu. I thought somebody say it's off menu. It's off menu. What God has on his mind for you is off the menu. What God has on his heart to do through you is off the menu. It's not in your mind. It's not in your senses. It's not in your past. It's not in your tradition. But it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It's already at the gate. It's already at the gate. It's already at the gate. While you're praying, it's waiting. It's waiting. It's waiting. High five, eight people say it's waiting at the gate. It's waiting at the gate. is waiting at the gate. Yeah. So you got a decision to make, honey pie. You got a decision to make, baby boo. You got a decision to make, saint. You got a decision to make, Simon. You got a decision to make, Peter. Because it goes like this. There's three men at the gate, and there's two men on the roof. What you mean, Pastor Steve? Who else up there? You talking about the Lord? Peter and the Lord? No, no, no. No, 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 no. I read you the verse. I told you we were going to come back to it. I told you I was going to make a sandwich. I put it in a Ziploc bag. I prepared for this field trip. I packed this lunch because I want you to get it. I want you to get it even if it's not on the menu. I want you to get it even if your mom didn't give it to you. I want you to get it even if your dad didn't give it to you. I want you to get it even if your kids aren't saying thank you. I want you to get it even if nobody recognizes the value of your life. The Bible says that they went to the house of Simon the Tanner, watch this, looking for a man. And when they got there, they called out, verse 18, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was there. There's two people on the roof and three people at the gate. There's Simon on the roof, everything Peter had been before he met Jesus. And there's Peter on the roof. Simon is looking at the blanket saying, I never did that before. I can't do that. Kind of stuff we say when God shows us what he wants us to do. Because this blanket is God showing him, I want to cover the earth with the gospel. I'm worried about a meal, I'm worried about a mission. Stop getting tripped up on the wrong, stupid stuff. They hurt your feelings. Don't let a hurt feeling keep you from your future. My God. You need to have a birthday every week so I can preach this good, Holly. I knew the Holy Ghost was going to show up on Pentecost Sunday because I knew there were some things that he needed to talk to you about, Simon. There are some things that he needs to say to you, Simon. Did you notice that? I want you to notice this. When the Lord starts talking to Simon Peter, both of them are up there, you know. Simon is, you know, he represents the part of us that is stuck in our tradition and stuck in our limited experience and stuck in the way that we perceive things and stuck in the way that we think certain people are and the way that we think certain genders and the way that we think that certain women can do this and men can do that and, you know, people can do this and people can do that. I'll never forget people telling me, when did you decide to become a multicultural church? It was never a decision. And then Kirk Franklin asked me one time, were you surprised? Are you ever surprised how much black people like you? And I said, absolutely not. That doesn't surprise me at all. It's mutual. We're prepared. Prepared. We're not mismatched. My friend the other day, he said, what a lot of people don't know is you know more gospel music than any white man alive. I said, because I was singing in gospel choir since I was 16. So this wasn't a surprise to me, not to me. Now, the reason I bring these traditions up is because those are all pretty cute. What if it's not so mentionable what you're attached to? What if yours is something that's sexual? That makes you feel filthy? What if you are paired to and connected to a cycle of condemnation or compulsion that causes you to keep giving away everything valuable for the next meal? What if within you it is a severe and chronic emotional condition that people tell you to just rejoice over top of, but it keeps getting down on the inside? What I want you to understand about this precious Holy Spirit that you have been given, baptized with, empowered by, filled with, called by, chosen by, a witness to and guided by in your life. The Holy Spirit, who one writer said, is the wind and the fire, who is the ship and the sea, who is the horse and the road. This Holy Spirit, look what he did for Peter. While Peter, verse 17, was wondering about the meaning of the vision, the men stopped at the gate. They called out, asking if Simon, who was known as Peter, was staying there. And this is what must happen in your life daily. Verse 19, while Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, catch it. While Peter was thinking, what do I do about this? I can't do this. What does this mean? I don't know. The Spirit said, Simon. See, because all his life he's been playing Simon Says. Thinking like Simon, eating like Simon, moving like Simon. But how many know new minds make new moves? Good God. Who is this for other than Holly? I mean, this thing is cooking inside of me right now. And while Peter was thinking about it, the Spirit said, Simon. I want to spend less time playing Simon Says with myself. Because my Simon will tell me some stuff that I know is not going to move me forward. Just me. My Simon will tell me, you know, I mentioned road rage. Hey, drive up around this median, go cut them off, turn this car sideways, be there waiting for them, get out, stand up on top of the Jeep with your shirt off. That's my Simon. So it is imperative for me. It is imperative with your polo shirt tied around your head like a bandana on top of the Jeep on the way home from church today. And let them know that's not right how they cut you off. And then, so I need, watch this. I need the Spirit to speak to my Simon. So when I go downstairs, I can be Peter. I need the Spirit to speak to my Simon and tell me, that's crazy. That's your ego talking. That's just you trying to be somebody important and you're not even thinking about what really matters. I need the Spirit to talk to my Simon. Because the Spirit can show me the me that is new. Show me the me that is new. Ooh, me, new. Me, new. Men, you. It kind of works if you put it together. Men, you. So God says you've been dealing with situations a certain way. You always hide when it gets scary. You've been dealing with situations a certain way. You always numb when it gets uncomfortable. You've been dealing with situations a certain way. You always withdraw the moment that it gets too intimate. You get squeamish and you move out. But God says you've got a new menu. You've got a new menu. And on this menu is a new set of fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. This is the fruit of the Spirit. And it's amazing because the Spirit started speaking to Simon. And when the Spirit spoke to Simon, he said, don't hesitate. Don't try to figure it out in your head. I don't know who this is for, but stop judging God's capacity by your calculator. Yeah. Holy Spirit spoke to me 4 days ago and said, you keep imagining scenarios like I'm not going to be there with you when you go through them. Stop it. Simon says, you might not make it. The Spirit says, I am in you and with you, and I will show you the deep things of God. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a man the things that God has prepared for those who love him, but God. Ooh, that's 1 Corinthians 2:10. Y'all want to see it? Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of a Simon. What God has prepared. But God has revealed them through his Spirit. And this is the point I wanted to preach you to today. And I know you're hungry, but don't go into a trance on me right now. Because the Bible said that you got to let his Spirit speak to your Simon so this can happen. Verse 20. Get up, go downstairs, do not hesitate, for I have sent them. Verse 21. Peter went down. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Because if Simon went down, the Gentiles never would have got the gospel. Okay, let me re-say that. God would have had to pick somebody else. You know God's going to do it, what he's going to do, how he's going to do it. But Peter would have missed it. Stop sending Simon down into Peter situations. Stop showing up like a baby Christian when you've been knowing God for 49 years. Because God said, I got something I'm preparing for you, but I got to prepare you for what I have prepared. If Simon goes down, he tells these men, I can't eat with you. You're Gentiles. Go away. But when Peter went down, he said, I'm the one. I don't feel like the one. I don't get it. I don't understand it. But I'm the one. Now let's go to Caesarea and let's take the gospel and the Holy Spirit with us. And you know, when they got there, that says Cornelius was expecting them. He had a whole crowd there. Peter starts preaching, and the Lord did something that he did a lot with Peter. He interrupted him. He's like, shut up already. And the Holy Spirit came, and they all began to speak with other tongues, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and the gospel started rippling through generations to the point that today, we are in church as Gentiles because Peter came down those stairs. And I'm so grateful. That even though we weren't on the menu, we were on God's mind. When the Lord sends something into your life this week, in your rooftop moments, when the Lord sends something into your life this week, in your confused moments, and you're wondering what it means, check the gate and send Peter down and say, I'm the one. Now. People wouldn't have picked you. You weren't on their menu. But we have an off-menu God. He takes people who say, I'll never marry a pastor. And he goes, ha-ha. Ha-ha, Holly. Ha-ha, Pastor Holly. Get ready for God to do something in your life this week that wasn't even on your menu. Get ready for God to change a situation that you gave up on. Get ready for God to do it in a way that your eyes have not seen and your ears have not heard. High five 15 people, say, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm on the rooftop and I'm ready. I got a relationship with God and I'm ready. I'm the righteousness of God, and I'm ready.
Hey, thanks for stopping by my YouTube channel. I hope you were blessed today. If you were, share this with somebody. Like and subscribe and leave me a comment. Let me know where you're watching from, what we can pray for you about. Hope to see you back here again really soon.